And finally, our gene of the month is Swiss cheese. As regular listeners might have come to expect, Swiss cheese is the name of the gene mutation in fruit flies, first described in 1979. The flies start out life just fine as larvae, but then their nerve cells start to break down in the pupa and adult stages. Adult flies with a faulty Swiss cheese gene have a characteristic pattern of holes in their brains, like their namesake food. Researchers now know that the protein encoded by Swiss cheese is involved in controlling how supporting cells, called glial cells, wrap around nerve cells to protect them. In mutant flies, the glial cells are overactive, wrapping around the nerve cells too much and causing them to die. There's a similar protein in yeast and worms, and also in mammals, where it's known as neuropathy target esterase, or NTE. Getting rid of this protein in the brain of mice leads to a similar holy appearance, as in the flies, while mice lacking the gene altogether die in the womb, as the placenta doesn't form properly. In humans, faults in NTE are responsible for a type of hereditary motor neurone disease, and it's also the main target of organophosphate pesticide chemicals. But the actual function of Swiss cheese, or NTE, still needs to be completely figured out, so researchers are working to fill in the holes. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month and we'll be talking about sex. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is also available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.